With your permission. Parashat Beshalach. As introduction to Parashat Beshalach, we may say the main subject, of course, is that Am Israel came out of Egypt and they crossed Yom Suf. And the song Az Yashir that appears in this week's parasha, comes the Gemara first and tells us he should know when Mashiach will come, we'll say Az Yashir. Shenema, it says that's what we say every day. Az Yashir Moshe, the correct grammar should have been Az Shar Moshe. The word Yashir is a future tense. He's going to sing. Shar means sang. Really, Az Shar Moshe, Torah should have said, then Moshe sang. Instead, the Torah should have said, Moshe sang. The Torah says, Moshe is going to sing. Comes the Gemara and tells us, after Tchiyat HaMetim, the Mashiach will come, Moshe is going to come, and we'll say again Az Yashir. Of course, the subject, what Az Yashir is talking about, is that Am Yisrael crossed Yam Suf, and the Egyptians, so-called, got drawn in the Yam Suf. And we, Baruch Hashem, we survive. So this is nothing to do with Mashiach. No one says when Mashiach will come, we're going to have to cross Yam Suf again, and the Egyptians will get drowned in Yam Suf. There's no opinion that Mashiach will come, we're going to have to do the same, we're going to go through the same idea. Maybe we'll go certain things very similar to what happened, but no one says we're going to cross Yam Suf. No one said that all the Egyptians will go into Yam Suf, will drown in Yam Suf. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara and tells us, Az Yashir Moshe, you should know Moshe sang, and Moshe is going to sing the same song. Obviously, this song contains something else than just saying what it says over there. The other information, it says Shulchan Aruch, this is one of the Chachamim said before, it's again based on the Zohar, that a person comes to Bet HaKnesset, and Mordechai and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they put the Siddur together, they decided every morning we say Az Yashir. Every morning. As I understand, I say all the Hallelujah, I say Me'i Chavod, I say Mizmor L'Toda. What do I have to say every day Az Yashir? Az Yashir, have to remember every day the song? Maybe I should remember, maybe that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to remember, that I came out of Egypt. That I do. We say Shema Israel, the last sentence, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Rotzei Itchem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am God took you out of Egypt. But what do I have to say, Az Yashir? For what I have to say Az Yashir? Say, no, you should know Az Yashir. Mordechai and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put Az Yashir before Ishtabach. It says to teach you, to tell you, say Chachamim, if you say it with the Kavanah, Hashem waives all the sins of a person. That's how powerful Az Yashir is. It says, besides, we're going to sing it when Mashiach will come. You should know it's a very important thing to say in the morning. Hashem waives your sin. Even though you don't say Anna, you don't say Tachanun, it says Az Yashir is in a way it's the most powerful thing to waive your sins completely. Say Az Yashir B'Chavonah. Of course, for this you have to come to Mikveh first, and you have to come to Beit HaKnesset on time, and not to skip anything. Or he says that you should not skip even a letter. But it's what Mordechai put in the Siddur, is you should start from A and end at Z. You don't skip one word, but you should know Az Yashir is a tremendous energy, a tremendous power that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put in the Siddur to waive all your sins. It says, how does it waive your sins? What is the power of Az Yashir? This parasha starts, Vayi b'shalach paro et ha'am, and Paro sent the Jews out. Lo nacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu ki amar Elokim veninachem ha'am birotam milchama v'shavu mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us through the long way, not through the short way, because it would have taken us through the short way. If we would have seen a war, maybe we would have come back to Egypt. Come back to Egypt. This is after all this slavery, and after all this suffering, we'll end up in Egypt. Maybe we'll run to America, but we'll not go to Egypt. Nevertheless, as the Torah, you know, Am Israel might regret that they came out of Egypt. They'll go back to Egypt. Therefore, says the Torah, Vayasev Elokim et ha'am derech ha'midbar yam suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us the long way in order, so-called, to avoid some kind of a conflict that we might choose to go back to Egypt. Ve'kach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo, says the Torah, Moshe took the body of Yosef along with him, ki yashbeah yishbeah, because Yosef made sure, he made us swear, he told his brothers to make their children swear, Pakod divkod Elokim etchem va'alitem et atzmotayim mizeh etchem, Hashem will redeem you and will take you out of Egypt, take me along with you. Says the Torah that Am Israel is walking in the desert and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called appears in a cloud. Lanchotam HaDerech, to show them the way. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants us to know the way, he doesn't have to come himself and show us the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell Moshe, make a right, make a left, go straight. But the Gemara says that when the Torah puts it, Hashem for 40 years was walking in front of us. This is what's the necessity. That's a very nice thing, Baruch Hashem. But Hashem emphasized that He does it for us. Yomam v'alayla, says the Torah, Lo yamish amud ha'anan yomam v'amud ha'eshlala lifnei ha'am, says the Torah, you should know that constantly was a pillar of fire in front of us during the night time, and during the daytime was a cloud for the next 40 years. So the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, okay, now I would like to take power and make power chase you, because I wanted so-called to do something to power. Turn around, go stand next to the statue. Eventually, Baruch Hashem, the Torah tells you, power heard that Am Yisrael is not coming back, is going to chase us. Says the Torah that all of a sudden, Am Yisrael realized that power is in the back. Says the Torah, they screamed. They went to Moshe, and they said, what did he do? Why did you take us out of Egypt? Now we're going to die. Comes the Gemara and says that Am Israel split for four parties. Party number one said to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Moshe, since we are in front of Yom Suf, we think that all of us should jump into Yom Suf. The other party said, no. We think we should go fight the Egyptians. The next party said, we think we should scream at them. Scream. Yitzvach kenegdam. And the fourth party said, let's go back to Egypt. Says the Gemara, Rabotayim, Moshe told all the parties, don't do nothing, wait. I'm getting instructions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the meantime, wait. But we have to understand really what are those four parties trying to say. One of them said, let's jump into the water. So what does it mean? Committing suicide. So if you came out of Egypt, at least fight now. So you say you're going to jump into the water. The third one said, let's scream at them. What do you mean you scream at them? What do you think? You go to a war, are you going to start screaming? What do you think, the enemy will be afraid of you screaming? What kind of screaming is this? And the fourth one said, let's go back to Egypt. What does it mean? Let's surround ourselves to the Egyptians. They didn't say that. They said, let's go back to Egypt. Why are you going to go back to Egypt? The army is behind you. Power is behind you. Say Torah, Moshe told him, don't worry about it. I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, listen, Matitzak Elai. He says, please, there's no time. You don't have to pray now. Don't scream. Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Yisrael, tell Am Yisrael, go ahead. Go. Go to Yam Suf. They go to Yam Suf. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, raise your hand. And then the water will split. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, when Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand, not only the water of Yam Suf got split, says the Gemara, all over the world, wherever had water, the water split. And if you remember, I mentioned before, in the Museum of China, there's a story over there that a lady wrote, that while she was washing her robe, all of a sudden, in the sink, the water split. And this was a kind of a miracle that the Chinese decided to put it in the museum and said, this is very strange what happened. Comes the Gemara and tells us, you should know, when Moshe raised his hand, and the water of Yam Suf, this is the place that Israel should cross, of course it makes sense, the water split. He says, forget about it, this. He says, whoever had a glass of water in his hand, he looked at his glass, he saw all of a sudden the two halves of the glass are filled with water. In between is a split. Says the Gemara, split in bathtubs, split in pails. He says, for what? What did Hashem do? Nobody wants to cross inside a glass. As Am Yisrael are in front of Yam Suf, the Torah says, "Vayibaku amayim," the water split. Fine. Says the Gemara, no. The Torah says the water split all over the world. It's all over the world. In China also. In China for what? Because the lady has to wash over there a garment. So therefore, the water should split in the sink over there. Says the Torah, yes. That's what happened. The water split. Says the Torah, Abotai, after Baruch Hashem, the job so-called was done, the Egyptian went inside, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Ashira Azot L'Hashem, they sang. They sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together, says the Gemara, they all sang together, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is very happy in Shamayim, they're singing. It's a very nice thing, it says, what is the importance of it? What's the importance? The Torah is to tell you what they're saying. The Gemara said it was Beruach HaKodesh, they all sang together, they all knew exactly what to say. They sang with a harmony, not that Moshe has to teach them what to say. Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah et HaTov b'yada. Says the Torah, you know, after the men finished singing, or maybe didn't start yet, it's a machloket, the ladies started to sing. It says, Miriam HaNeviah, Moshe's sister, Aaron's sister took the drum and she's singing. Okay? Torah, of course, is not a history book. It says, what do you have to know that Miriam sang as well? What do you care? So, of course, the Torah will tell you that the ladies sing by themselves, the men by themselves. It's not like in Great Mekina. Over there was complete separation, you know. There was no mixed party. Didn't have to say Shema Israel over there. Miriam by themselves. And but Torah Rabotai is not a history book. What do you have to know that Miriam and all the ladies sang? What do you have to know? For what? The Torah tells you, Rabotai, that they came out of the water, and there's no water. There's no water for 3 days. They walk, there's no water. They came to a place, the water were bitter. And then Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree. It says the Zohar, it's Etz HaChaim. This is a tree that really grew in Gan Eden. And all of a sudden Moshe saw the tree, took the tree, threw the tree into the water. Vayimtiku amayim, the water became sweet. Comes the Torah and tells us, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Am Yisrael the following. שם שם לו חוק ומשפט ושם נזהו. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain laws. He says, what laws HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? Comes the Gemara and tells us the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell them Shabbat, Hilchot Shabbat. Tell them what is allowed to do on Shabbat, what's not allowed to do on Shabbat. He says, what this has to do now with the water? For what I have to know Shabbat now? Then the Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell them the halachot, kol choshen mishpat, dinim. How to be straight in business. This is why I have to know this. Now? Bayomer, im shamoa tishma lekol Hashem elokecha. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go, let's tell them what I tell you. If you keep the things what I just told you, v'shamata v'kolo, v'azanta lo kol chukav, kol ha-machala asher nitzarim lasim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. He says, I'm going to make sure you're not going to get sick. He says, here we got a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. He says, you know, how do you know Hashem heals people? He says, Hashem heals people. Here Hashem came to this place, it's called Marah. Hashem made the water sweet. Hashem told Moshe, tell them, keep Shabbat, be straight in business, be honest. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the halachot of Parah Aduma, the red cow as well. It says, you keep those mitzvot, a guarantee. You don't need to have what we call a healthcare system. It's died anyway, right? But, Chodah Lashok. Baruch Hashem, I don't know if you know, but it just happened before this parasha. This parasha, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra said, you should know, if you have emunah 100%, you don't need health insurance, you don't need a doctor. The Gemara says, "Mi sheyesh lo chole betoch beto yelech etzel chacham." In Yemen, Rabotai, there are no doctors. And if the doctor over there, you have to stay away from him. In Yemen, if somebody was sick, they used to go to the graves of Rav Shalom Shabazi, to other tzaddikim and pray. They used to come home, the person either used to get up or used to fall dead. Finished. It's not necessary to go to a doctor. Says the Ramban, Mayere Hashem Nidrosh Barofim. A person that believes in Hashem, here Hashem says in the Torah, this is Parashat Rabotai, Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. I will heal you. Just keep them in sport. The question is, what does it mean? What does it mean exactly? Well, you have to go to a doctor. Hashem gives permission to a doctor as a messenger to heal you, but don't trust him. You see, he tells you this, he says, I don't trust him. He says, sir, I think you have this. You think, doctor, I don't have it. Your dog has it. I don't have it. I don't have it, doctor. I don't have it. It's not true. He says, well, I think you take MRI. He says, my dog should take MRI. I don't take MRI. He says, the doctor has a permission to heal. A doctor has no permission to just tell you his opinion. He says, Ani Hashem Rofecha. I'm God, I'm going to heal you. He says, where? Here, this is Parashah. Comes the Torah, Rabotai, and says that all of a sudden, there was 30 days after we left Egypt, all of a sudden, all the millions of people that came out of Egypt, just 600,000 between age 20 and 60, besides ladies and babies and everybody, all of a sudden there's no food. No food. All come to Moshe. He says, Moshe, haven't got anything to eat. He says, where associate? No associate. No, you can't go, you can't buy anything in the store. Can you imagine feed millions of people? Forget about us. He says, we have animals as well. He says, no food. He says, what happened till today? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Am Yisrael Rabotai, they came out of Egypt, they took last week parasha, the leftover dough what they had in Egypt, the sun baked it, it became matzah, and that baked matzah that they had on their head from the leftover dough was sufficient enough for 30 days. Exactly 30 days passed, Now we have 30 days after we came out of Egypt. Instantly, on the second, and I said, oh, I haven't got food. I have no food. He said, what happened? What happened? He says, I finished. It was my last piece of bread. I finished last night. What about you? I also. What about you? I also. He says, millions of people, they all say the same thing. I just finished it. This is very strange. Very strange. Millions of people, they finished so-called the food what they had on the same moment. Millions of people. They haven't got food. I have no food. I have no food. I have no food. Okay, I have no food. They come to Moshe. He says, today, what is today? It's the 15th day of Chodesh Iyar. They say to Moshe, well, we haven't got food. What will we do? Moshe went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, well, they're complaining about two things. First, they say they have no food, and also they like to have a piece of meat. A piece of meat. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe, you know what? Go tell them. I'm going to give them some kind of a bird, some kind of a chicken. At night, they'll come, they'll fly in. Can you imagine how much? Can you imagine with millions of people? We're talking about just Erev Rav, just the converts, 3.6 million. Just the convert. You have to feed all these people. You have to feed all of Israel. They all want to have a piece of meat. But you know, a good piece of meat. Kalapache, you know? Not just, you know, just something. Can you imagine? Millions. Rahamim said, for the next 40 years in the desert. Sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes yes, sometimes not. They said they had this kind of bird, it's called Slav, constantly. Can you imagine where you get so much meat? Free. The best hersher for Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to give you man. From Shamayim, says the Torah, you know, Hashem told Moshe, go tell them that every morning they get up in the morning, they see outside something on the floor, perfect food, like bread, you take it home. You take it home, you do what you want with this. You don't have to do anything, you just can eat it and imagine. Imagine what taste you want. You want it to taste like pizza, it's pizza. Tuna fish, tuna fish. Choresh, choresh, espelo, espelo, whatever you want. Kalapache, kalapache, aresh, ashtereshe, ashtereshe, how do you say it? Ashtereshe, ashtereshe, espelo, espelo, whatever you want. In your head. For what Hashem is doing it? For what Hashem does it? Hashem wants to give them bread? Fine. Every day, bagel and coffee. Finished. You're not on vacation. In the desert. In the desert. So, in transit. So, you get on the plane. You know, you get the food on the plane, you can order. That's what the plane has for you. It's a piece of bread. You want something else. That's it. Hashem, every morning for the next 4 years, is going to deliver. Says the Gemara, Tzadikim al Petach Betam. Tzadikim in front of the door. FedEx. No cholesterol, no calories. Fresh. So the Gemara says, hot. Hot. Like came from the bakery on your porch. And what is this? Man. For 4 years. For what Hashem is doing it? For what? Then the Gemara, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron and says, Hashem said, you know, I want you to take a little bit of this, put it inside in a jar. Put inside the jar, put it in the Mishkan. Eventually it's going to be in Bet HaMikdash. Says this is to remind everybody, you know, once upon a time you were in the desert and you didn't have what to eat for 40 years and that's what you ate 40 years. Says the Gemara, tell me from Yahweh Navi. Am Yisrael came to Miao and said, business is bad, the economy is bad. And what are we going to do? And Miao went in Bet HaMikdash, went to Kodesh HaKodeshim. He took this jar and says, you see this jar? You see? See it? Now it's inside the jar. This is in jar, is the man. It's the food Hashem gave us in the desert. You see? Trust Hashem, trust Hashem. Okay. What do you expect me to trust Hashem the way people trust Hashem in the desert? What are you trying to tell me? Trust Hashem. No. Hashem, let's see if Hashem split Yamsu for me. Says the Torah, Baruch Hashem, they have no Baruch Hashem what to eat, they have meat. All of a sudden they come to a place, Refidim, says the Gemara, there's no water. There's no water. Hashem tells Moshe, go, take your stick, hit the rock, water will come. It's called Be'er Miriam, the well of Miriam, for the next 40 years. Free water. Free water, 40 years. Free man. Free meat, 40. For what? What is the purpose? Tanu Rabotai de Gemara and tells us the following. After we said Az Yashir, says the Torah, Vayasam Moshe et Yisrael mi Yam Suf. Says the Gemara, Moshe had so-called to force us to go forward. Says the Gemara, one of the reasons, Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said the following, listen, Moshe, we figure out something. Tell us if we are wrong or right. Moshe says, well, what, tell me, what do you figure? He says, we figure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to see certain things. He wanted us to see how he split Yam Suf. He wanted us to see that there is a cloud. He wanted us to see the Egyptians got drawn in the water. He wanted us also to sing for him. We did. So Moshe says, so. So Am Yisrael said to Moshe, you know what? We decided we're going back to Egypt. Moshe said, what? You want to go back to Egypt? He said, yeah, we're going back to Egypt. So Moshe said, well, Hashem told me to tell you that you can't live next to the Egyptians. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael told Moshe, you know what? I have good news to tell you. We have good news to tell you. The Egyptians are dead. Moshe said, you're right. So can we go back to Egypt? Moshe said, well, let me tell you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me when we come out of Egypt, we're going to go to Har Sinai to get the Torah. So, please, let's go to Har Sinai. Then we'll see what to do. But Moshe never told them what kind of question is this to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt. Why do you go to Egypt? Didn't Moshe tell you that you come out of Egypt, you go to Eretz Israel? What do you want to do in Egypt? They want to go back to Egypt. Chachamim Avotai, says the following. When Am Yisrael came to Yam Suf, before they crossed Yam Suf, when they reached Yam Suf, they looked on the floor on the beach, and the beach was full with diamonds and precious stones. Full. I said, how did you get here? And he says, well, if you remember Parashat Bereshit, says the Torah, there are four rivers come out from Gan Eden, and one of the rivers, his name is Pishon, and Sham Abdolach Ve'Even HaShoam. It says this, you should know in Gan Eden, when you, Bezrat Hashem, have a zchut one time to go to Gan Eden, you should know in Gan Eden, the whole Gan Eden is filled, full, with diamonds and precious stones. Say the Chachamim, you know, this river that comes out of Gan Eden, so-called, brought diamonds and precious stones and deposited them on the seashore. When Am Yisrael reached Yam Suf, they look on the floor and say, ah, look, Baruch Hashem, you have to go to 47th Street and not to Tucson either. You have to go to Jewelry Show. You have to buy zirconia for your wife. Excellent. On the floor, they're collecting. This is before Yam Suf was split. After split Yam Suf, they found on the other side. More. Right now, by Yachanu al Yam Suf, they reached Yam Suf already. Says Ari says, what is the business? What is this business? On the floor, you have all these diamonds. It's a message. Ari says, you should know, when you find something on the street, if you really have the zechut, it's a message from Hashem. It's a message. So how come you found it? It's Hashem wanted you to find it. He says that thing resembles something. For example, you find $20, it means the number in the lotto will be 20. You find $100, it means you have to buy your wife a diamond. He says, when's the last time you bought your wife a diamond?
No, You buy your mother-in-law.
Says Ari Rabotai, you should know. Somebody is going to ask you, what is the destination? What is the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from you? What does Hashem want you to think in your head? But it means like this. What you want to do when you grow up. So in America, they say either a basketball player, a football player, or fireman. Cesare, you should know the destination, what you have to have in mind all your life. You should say, what you want to do? It says, I want to go back to Gan Eden. This is why. Because my great-grandfather was in Gan Eden, and he was punished. Hashem chased him out. I understand Hashem wanted my grandfather to be in Gan Eden. It says, what is my will? What is really my desire? My desire is to go back to Gan Eden to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. His idea was that my grandfather should stay in Gan Eden. My grandfather did not behave. Hashem sent him out. We are punished. We are not so-called in paradise. We are punished. And so somebody is going to ask you, and he says, what would you like to do in your lifetime? Well, this is my lifetime. I hope I have a zechut to go back to Gan Eden. That's my job. Not only, he says, people don't have this in mind, they get further and further from Gan Eden. Of course, if you remember, Ari says, this is the first generation, is Dor HaMabul. This is the impurity and the theft of the people in the time of Noah. The second generation is called Dor HaFelagah, the people that built the tower and rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third generation is Sedom VaAmorah, the misbehavior of the people, not so-called to try to give to somebody else anything. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand, says David, that this is what I want from you. I want you to think, I want to have back so-called the ability to go back to Gan Eden. Prior to it, of course, is so-called to go back and repair and correct all those damages that were done by those people, so-called our great-grandparents. They are from Sedom VaAmorah. They are from the generation that built the tower. They are from the generation of the flood with Noah. It says then you go back. Backwards is backwards, backwards. You know the Torah is like a circle. It says you go back, back, back. You want to go to Bereshit. So Bereshit, you go chapter 1. This is chapter 2. This is chapter 3. This is Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden. I want to end up in Gan Eden. This should be the goal in your life. So all your life, that's what you say. It says, I want this, I want this. It's true. You can have anything you want. But what is really the end? The bottom line is, what do you want to do? It says, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have pleasure for me. It means I want to go back to Gan Eden. And that's really, Ari said, you should know the story of this week's parasha. It says that is what Hashem hints to us, and this is the secret of Az Yashir, and this is really the secret of redemption. And that's how it goes. You know, if we start with Dor Sedom, somebody is going to ask us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sedom VaAmorah. So of course, everybody will tell you, you know, the people did not behave, and they did not do good things, and they didn't care for each other, and they murdered. It says, the Torah tells us about one thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Avraham Avinu he's going to destroy Sodom VaAmorah, he called up the angels, he said, I'm going down with you. He says, why are you going down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says, I want to hear, there's a girl over there screaming. He says, who is the girl? I said, this is the daughter of Lot that daily used to go to the well and bring a piece of bread to a poor person over there. And when the city hall found about it, they grabbed her they smeared honey on top of her, the bees stung her, and she started to scream. She started to scream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to his angels, let's go downstairs. I hear the screaming of this girl. If the people of Sdom Amora at that moment will regret and will take the girl and put her in Mount Sinai hospital, not in Oslo, in Mount Sinai, and will heal her, then I'll forgive them. So if somebody would ask you what was the thing that made Hashem destroy Sdom Amora, was the screaming of this girl. Aketzakata haba elai asu kala. The Torah says it clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, I'm going down to see what's with this girl with the screaming. So what do you want to see? I would like to see if the people hear the screaming, what do you do when somebody screams? What do you do? It's not my problem. Not my problem. When you see an ambulance is running on the street, and somebody must be in the ambulance, or somebody is waiting for the ambulance. What are you supposed to do? It says, well, I'm listening to the news. It's called Sedom Va'amora. You have to start immediately, say Tehillim. Immediately, to do teshuva. If you eat, you have to stop eating. If you talk on the cell phone with a red tooth, what do you call it? Bluetooth, yeah. You have to stop. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches you in the Torah that He will forgive Sodom and Gomorrah for all the bad sins if they would have mercy on the girl that screams right now. That is what the Torah wants to teach you. When someone is in trouble and you just, go with your life, somebody in the hospital, somebody is refuah shelema, it's not my cousin, it's not my business. Well, they said in the Knesset, they said you somebody is refuah shelema. Hashem yazor lo refuah shelema. No. You have to take the burden. You have to feel. Somebody is screaming, you have to feel. This is Sodom Amora. Cesari, you should know, you read 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following in the Torah. It's very strange. All of a sudden, the king of Egypt got tzaraat on his skin. He decided he's going to slaughter every day 300 babies and make a jacuzzi in the blood. Says the Torah. Then, all of a sudden, all of Israel woke up. And they started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe and says, Moshe, you're the Mashiach, go take them. Here's Moshe, listen. V'gam ani shamati et na'akat bnei Yisrael. I heard the screaming. I decided, forget about it. I'm going to take them out. And if they wouldn't scream, just because we screamed, says that, yeah. There is no such thing as free lunch. Definitely not in America. Cesari, the following, with all the respect to our great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu took the blessing from Esau. Why? The Torah tells you a story. You know what happened? Yaakov took the blessing. And after Yaakov went outside, Esau came in. Esau came into Yitzchak and says, Papa, can I have a blessing? Yitzchak said, No. The blessing was given to your brother. Says the Torah that Esav screamed so much and cried. Says the Gemara, what the Torah has to describe you the scenery? What happened? Esav is screaming. What is it? A show? It's a history book. Who needs to know it? Says the Gemara, who needs to know it? I tell you who needs to know it. This guy, great grandson, is Haman. Mordechai is a great grandson of Yaakov. What's going to happen? Years later, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Haman is going to make a gezerah, and Mordechai will hear the gezerah, and the Megillah will tell you, "Vayizak zakah gedolah umara," that Mordechai, when he heard what Haman is going to do, Mordechai is screaming on the street. Says the Gemara, "What? Mordechai and Esther had to write this in the Megillah, this detail that Mordechai is screaming." Says the Gemara, "I tell you, look in Parashat Toldot." When Mordechai's grandfather, Yaakov, took the bracha, Esav, he caused Esav to scream. This is no free lunch. You caused him to scream, your grandson will scream. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person on the spot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Erech HaPayim, he waits. This is 2,000 years later. It's going to be Mordechai screaming on the street. He said, "Why are you screaming, Mordechai? What happened?" He says, "What happened? 2,000 years ago, my grandfather called somebody else to scream." That's how far it goes. Sedom Ba'amora says, those people, it's us, not them. Us heard the girl lying on the floor, smeared with honey, bitten, stung by bees, and everybody is smoking a cigar. Havana cigar. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Listen, angels, let's calm down. Is it true? The girl is screaming and no one cares?" For this I destroy Sodom V'Amorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Zari, he is going to turn now. He's going to make Paro sick. And Paro will take a bath in blood of 300 babies every day. And then we're going to scream." "What are you screaming? It's your baby? It's not my baby. It's your cousin? Not my cousin. It's a Jewish guy. You know him?" "No. I have no idea who is he. Who is?" "No. But I can't take it. I can't take it. So you're screaming." "Oh, the screaming that you're going to scream now is going to repair the generation of Sodom V'Amorah. They didn't care about the screaming." And therefore, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "I heard the screaming, I heard the screaming." He says, "What's so big deal? What is screaming? It has to do with thing." He says, "Sodom V'Amorah, it's you. The Sodom V'Amorah were destroyed because lack of paying attention for screaming, lack for paying attention for another Jew that suffers. Because we are Sodom V'Amorah. We are the generation of the Mabul. We are the generation of the people that build the tower." He says, "You should know in your lifetime." He says, "Some people have desires. My desire is to cheat. I like to cheat the bank. I like to cheat the people. I like to sign false papers, to write wrong information, to tell lies, to do bad things." He says, "Let me tell you something. It's not you. Your neshama," he says, "your soul is from the generation of the Mabul. Those are the people who did it. This is your temptation. I won. I got the mortgage. You know? I fooled them. I was able to tell them that I have a job. I haven't got a job. I told them I make so much money. I never made money in my life. The guy in the bank asked me questions. I gave him the wrong information." And he says, "You know what it means? You're back to the flood. You have to look for Noah. Soon it's going to be the Mabul." He says, "It's not you. It's where is the root of your neshama comes from. Hashem gives you this test. You want to cheat a customer. You want to cheat somebody. You want to steal. You want to take money that doesn't belong to you. Small things," says the Gemara. "They used to go to the supermarket and just take one grape in the mouth. That's it. Not, I didn't do nothing. Before I buy it, I want to taste it. So what do you expect me to buy grapes without tasting them? Then I taste another one. And I, maybe the other one is not. So I have to taste another one. And then maybe another one. So I taste another one. So maybe I have to take something to my wife at home. She should taste it. And my neighbor to taste it. And my children to taste it. So eventually I go to the car with a box. But I was very successful. You know, nobody caught me." He says, "You don't understand. You fell in the trap of your neshama." I says, "Gilui Arayot, a person does, you know, these mixed parties, that you go mix swimming, mixed parties, all these things that people do." He says, "It's not, you know, I did it." "It's not you did it." It means you fell in a trap. You see, your neshama did it again. He says, you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I want to explain this to me. Malchut. He says, the people build a tower. Build the tower. At the end of the, at the top of the tower, they put a sword. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come you upstairs and I'm downstairs? You come downstairs, I go upstairs. You rebel. He says, Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat. Shabbat is called Shabbat HaMalka. This is the Chadodi. He says, we know, you don't keep Shabbat. You know what it means? It means you rebel. I said, I don't keep Shabbat, okay? So, I don't, so big deal. So you don't understand. If you don't keep Shabbat, it means you fall in the trap of, you, again, your neshama is from that generation that's called Dor HaFelaga. They build the tower against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that you don't keep Shabbat. Forget about the scene. Forget about the scene. What means the trap that you have, it says it's so big, you cannot escape the trap. It says you can do the same thing that you did thousands of years ago. And this is Dor Sedom. It says Dor Sedom means, says Navi, you didn't give tzedakah, didn't care about anybody else. Forget about all the other things that you did. Hashem said, I want to know how much you care for somebody else. How much you care for him. The guy has $11 billion. It means $11 billion, you stand on Washington Bridge and you throw $100 all your life, you're not going to finish all the money that you have. $11 billion, big deal. So he was rich, big deal. So people starving in Israel, people starving. I was in Israel a few weeks ago. I heard a story from one rabbi, as mentioned over here in the Knesset. He said, can you imagine somebody came and told me that Baruch Hashem, it's Knesset, we have a zechut, we send thousands of kilos to Israel, meat. Thousands. I says, one person came to the rabbi and says, you know, thank God, my children had the first time meat. He says, what do you have? He says, you know, every time when they slaughter so-called the old chickens, after they gave eggs, they slaughter them, they sell it very cheap. He says, the meat stinks. He says, not only the meat stinks, he says, the meat is black. He says, what I go, we buy it very cheap, and my wife washes it with bleach. And after she washes it with bleach, then she soaks it in water, and then we cook it, and the children get it. And that's what we eat. All year round, that's what we eat. Once! This is the one guy from America, from Great Neck, send us meat, we had meat. So you have $11 billion, with no shame, to announce that you have $11 billion, people starving. This is Sodom v'Amora. This is Sodom v'Amora. This is the lady lies on the floor, and stung by bees. This is the whole city smoking cigars. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back, says Ari, all these neshamot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us. He says, you worry, you take the burden. He says, you keep so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom on top of you. This is Shabbat. This is titi. This is tefillin. He says, you keep it. You don't keep it. He says, let me tell you something. You're from the same generation. He says, Ari, you should know, that's what happened really when we came out of Egypt. All of a sudden, in back of us was Paro. Says Am Yisrael divided themselves for four parties. Party number one said the following: let's put ourselves in the water. Says everybody trying to say commit suicide. No. We know we're in trouble. Says, you know why I'm in trouble? Why in trouble? It says, because the first generation that the so-called ruined the opportunity to go back to Gan Eden is a generation of the Mabul. And it says, there was water all around. It says, this, if we in front of the water now, and behind us is the enemy, what it means is that we belong to the generation. We think we have to go inside the water. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen because this is our kapara, this is our forgiveness, because probably we belong to that generation. The second group said, you know what? We think we have to go fight. I says, why I have to fight? Because once I fought against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, once I rebelled, so maybe Hashem wants me now to fight. Another group said, you know what? Let's scream. I says, screaming? Why you have to scream? He says, because we belong to Sodom v'Amora. Because we did not scream, we let this girl scream. He says, maybe we have to scream now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us live. And the fourth one said, you know what? We want to go back to Egypt. You know why? Because the Gemara says, the Torah says, you know, The first city that looks like Gan Eden was Sodom and Amorah. And the second one is Egypt. V'gan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim, says Torah Parashat Lech Lecha. That Lot chose, and he chose to live in Sodom and Amorah because it was Gan Eden. The same thing like Gan Eden. This is what they have. This is the description in the Gemara and the Zohar. Gan Eden is full of diamonds and precious stones. Sodom and Amorah, full diamonds and precious stones. As well as Egypt was, same thing. It says, Naha Yotzei Me'eden, the Torah will tell you there's one river, his name is Pishon, goes all the way to Egypt. It says, what does it, he brings? He brings to Egypt, the river itself brings to Egypt all those precious stones. When Am Yisrael Rabotai comes to Yam Suf, on the floor are precious stones, diamonds by the thousands. I says, what are you doing here? I says, we got from Gan Eden. He says, you know why? Because destination is Gan Eden. That's your destination. He says, let's do it. Moshe said, don't do nothing. Wait, hold on. I want to explain to you. We're going to split Yam Suf. This is not going to split Yam Suf. We're going to split all the water over the world to tell you there's a split. It means you fix the water. He says, the job was done. Says the Gemara. What do you mean the job was done? Says the Gemara, we are 210 years in Egypt. Not one Jewish girl got married to a goy. Says the Gemara, we're 210 years in Egypt. Not one boy got married to a non-Jewish girl. Not one. In America, they get twice married to a goy, not once. Twice. They get divorced from him, and they get married to a goy again. Says the Gemara, Am Israel was so honest in Egypt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you this. Says, I bring you to Yam Suf. He says, look what you see on the floor. You see what you see on the floor? You see the diamond. He says, what do I need it for? I don't need it. I have 90 donkeys already full of silver and gold. No, I want to show you something. Those diamonds from the Tamil Israel was brought by the river from Gan Eden to show you what the destination is. He says, show you now. I'm going to split all the water all over the world to tell everybody that you can go through water. He says, last time you were drawn in the water. Now you're going to go through the water. Now let me tell you something. Last time I destroyed Sodom and Amorah. Why? Because one girl gave a piece of bread to a poor person. I says, now, because you were so nice to each other, the Gemara says, I'm going to give you food for free for 40 years. Bread. 40 years. It says, I'm going to give you well of Miriam, free water. I'm going to bring my cloud in front of you to show you that you took back my kingdom, not like you rebelled before. Destination is Gan Eden. By fixing our sins, those generations that ruined so-called the habits of the people and took people out of control, as Yeshua Moshe, Cesare, when Mashiach will come, it says Mashiach is coming, it says, where Mashiach is going to take me? Where Mashiach is going to take you? So you can take you to Israel? Yeah. Not a destination. Destination is Gan Eden. Destination. Mashiach will take you to Israel? Yes. Bet HaMikdash? Yes. So after Bet HaMikdash, where are you going? You go straight down. You go to Marat HaMachpelah. You go to heaven. You go to Gan Eden. He says, you go to Gan Eden, as Yashir Moshe. He says, before Mashiach will come, Moshe is going to sing. He says, as Yashir, if you see the song, he says, the song will teach you. The song, you can divide the song into three parts. One part is we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, that we were saved from the trap of the generation of the Mabul. Baruch Hashem, we pure. Baruch Hashem, we honest. The second paragraph in Az Yashir talks about the generation that built the tower, so-called the rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we going, so-called, to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king. And then we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, that Baruch Hashem, we not Sodom Amorah, Baruch Hashem, we care for each other, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us food, and bring us there to Israel. Says Dari, this is what the Torah tells you. You should know, Hashem was always in front of us. What it means, he came back. We chased him. We built the tower, we chased him. So Hashem Olech, if name Yomam, Bamud Anan, Lanchotam Hashem, Hashem is showing you. I says, where are we going? Where are we going? and says, we're going to Gan Eden. Says, oh, you're going to Gan Eden. After we crossed Yom Suf and we sank, we came to Moshe. Says, Moshe, we understood everything. Now, can we go back to Egypt? And he says, what do you mean Egypt? We're going to Israel. I said, no. Israel's not a destination. Destination is Gan Eden. Where Torah describes Egypt as Gan Eden. Well, it's not Moshe, not Amorah. Moshe, can we go back to Egypt? Moshe doesn't say no. Moshe said, listen, we have to go get the Torah. If we would not have done the golden calf, you go straight to Gan Eden. But right now, we don't know. We don't know if we can get to Gan Eden. He says, no, there's an angel over there with a sword, doesn't let me. He says, well, what's the next so-called place that's very similar to Gan Eden? He said, the Torah is Egypt. Kigan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim. We want to go back to Egypt, not to Egypt, we want to go to Gan Eden, because we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we have in mind. We have in mind Gan Eden. So Zari, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, this is what Ari says, this is what Mordechai and the Sheikh Nesta Gdola put as Yashir on Shacharit. He says, Shacharit, you say, come to Hashem, he says, well, I have a list. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need this, I need this, I need Refuah Shlema, I need, you don't understand. You need just to have one thing in your mind. What you want to do, where you want to go, Gan Eden, that's it. I says, I prove it to you. I say, Az Yashir in the morning. I says, Az Yashir. I says, Az Yashir. Moshe is going to sing. He's going to sing what? He's going to sing that we want to go to Gan Eden. He wants to go to Gan Eden. I says, now Hashem understands you. He says, what? How are you going to go to Gan Eden? It's only if you fix, so-called and correct, the sins of those three generations. I says, Hashem waits all your sins. He says, Chachamim, that's Mordechai and Hashem Allah put as Yashir and Shacharit. Never skip it. Never miss it. And don't swallow the words. Say it slowly. The most powerful thing is as Yashir. Says Dari. Say all the Chachamim say. All the miracles that the people have. He says, I had a miracle. Trust me, I got a miracle. It says, what is the root of the miracles that gave that miracle the energy to have a miracle? Is as Yashir. It says Parnasa is Az Yashir. Refuah Shlema is Az Yashir. Shiduchim, Az Yashir. Children, everything is Az Yashir. All the other secular people do, it says the root is Az Yashir. Because Az Yashir means that we found so-called ourselves in a situation that Baruch Hashem, we're getting closer to destination to Gan Eden. So if you advertise it, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Gan Eden. You say, Az Yashir. Says, that's Az Yashir. So Am Yisrael's hang. And that's after Az Yashir. They said they want to go back to Egypt. I have a proof for it. You see, look. I went in front of Yam Suf, I found all these diamonds on the floor. They came from Gan Eden. Why Hashem brought it from Gan Eden? Because Hashem wants me to know that my destination is Gan Eden. I'm ready to go to Gan Eden. He says, what? He says, you have to be pure. You have to be honest. You have to worry about another fellow. You have to be 100% under the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sham sam lechok u'mishpat sham nisao. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to us in the desert. It says, it was no water. It says, a bitter water. Hashem said to Moshe, go tell them Shabbat. I said, what Shabbat has to do with this? What Shabbat has to do? Shabbat is called Malchut Kingdom. It says, you have to understand, if you apply the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right place, Hashem will heal you. Ani Hashem Rofecha. You don't have to go to a doctor. I will fix everything for you. Paraduma. Purity. Stay pure. Hashem will fix it for you. Dinim. Be honest. Don't cheat. Don't lie. It says this is a generation. They cheated. They lied. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, forget about it. I'll destroy the world for you. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told them Israel, listen, you want to have water? Free water. Food? Free food. For 4 years. It says, I'm going to make a miracle. In 1 second, all the millions of people have no bread. And what happened? Just to show you 1 second. In the morning, you're going to get man. All of you will get man. The same amount. There's no jealousy. You all have the same amount, the same plate. You have any taste you want in your mouth. You don't have to go shopping no more. He says, this is called Gan Eden. That's what people have in Gan Eden, Gatachton. When a person after 120 years goes to Gan Eden, it says his ruach goes down to Gan Eden, sits over there, eats. He has a bowl, gold bowl. Inside, he has man. Lechem Abirim. This is the man that we ate in the desert. This is from Shamayim. He said, this is the chicken that we had, the bird that we had. He says, we ate in the desert. What is this? This is from Gan Eden. You can't just go hunt it. It's from Gan Eden. Hashem brought it from Gan Eden. He says, to tell you, this is your destination. So Zariz says, you should know, this is what the most powerful thing in Shacharit. In your life is the Azir Hashir. This is Kaparat Avonot. Hashem waves all your sins. This is the Gemara says Parnasa Kriyat Yamsuf. Shiduchim Kriyat Yamsuf. Anything is Yamsuf. What do you mean Yamsuf? It says a split. The split in the water means the Kadosh Baruch Hu waves all your sins. You corrected so-called the damage that was done, and you're ready to go back to Gan Eden. We didn't have done the golden calf from Har Sinai, we'd have jumped straight into Gan Eden. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. The Gemara said, the Gemara explained why. It said we got stuck again. But you should know, in our heart, in our life, our destination is Gan Eden, Mashiach Mabemina.